Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, for you radiophiles out there, and I mean that in the nicest possible way right now.
Okay.
Later today, we're going to have our friend King George Michael on the show.
King George, baby.
Today here in D.C., it's George's last day at NBC4. Mm-hmm. He's been there 110 years.
Yes.
And when we have him on later, we'll use a bunch of tapes of George when he was a disc jockey before he got into television.
Right.
We have a great tape that we found from archives 19 years ago when George came in on an April Fool's Day and played records on our old Morning Zoo show.
I remember that.
This tape's about 2 minutes long. Okay. We're going to let it roll, and we're not going to comment on it. Just play it.
Okay.
As jive as this sounds, it really is a tribute to one of the greatest DJs. I know he's a sports guy now, but Jesus Christ.
Didn't he play a lot of music when he came in and go nuts with the records?
He screamed his head off.
It was just him, right? He came in and we weren't there.
Just George. He had Frank, God rest his soul. Frank was running the board.
Right.
And George just went nuts. And we found that part of that tape. So let's roll some of that now. And the reason I said radiophile is I think it's a great air check tape that you might really want to roll tape on have a copy of.
Okay.
So here he is, King George. Oh, but first, here's one of our jingles from back then.
Don and Mike.
The Morning Zoo.
WABA.
Does that seem like 19 years ago?
No. It seems like it was only yesterday.
Actually, maybe closer to 20 years.
Yep.
It's 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be 20 years ago.
Wow.
Here we go. Here's King George. Roll it.
Listen, folks, I thought we ought to explain what's going down here. It's April Fool's Day. The fact is that Don and Mike are on thin ice. Alan Goodman called and said, listen, they've alienated everybody. They have made enemies of everybody. They are idiots. They are immature. We need a grown, mature adult, someone that can bring the proper approach to Power 105, and that's why I'm here. And with that, I say good morning on wonderful WAVA.
Mature adult is here on Power 105 to do what it was put on earth to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I was born to be wild.
George Michael, famous 56 WFIL.
On Power 105, the Angels, my boyfriend's back in town, so get out of here because he's going to kick your behind. It's a Friday. I'm George Michael, April Fool's Day, 1988. Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones, Friday. I ain't got no love because there ain't nobody around to give me no satisfaction. Stone dead rolling, Mick Jagger and friends, getting thyself satisfied. Put your hands on the radio so that I, George Michael, can feel you listening out there this morning. I'm going to take you on a train ride.
Oh, come on.
You're on a Friday morning love train ride on Power 105 WABA. I'm George Michael. I just missed all the commercials. I missed all the news. I missed all the weather. I missed all the sports. But I'm having some dadgum much fun. I can't stop now. Mitch Ryder, he's going to help me because I am looking for the devil. The devil was the blue dress, bitch. Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels. I'm George Michael, Power 105 WABA. Alan Goodman asked me if I'd come in because he needed a good, growing, mature adult to do it in a proper adult manner, so I'm doing what comes naturally. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here at Power 105 on this April Fool's Day, I want all of you ladies who are going to be walking around town today to practice doing your stuff. Stomach in, chest out.
Make that bra snap, Gertie.
Judy in the sky.
Guess I'll just take your glasses.
George Michael.
Power 105 WABA.
There you go.
Oh, God. Was that 2 minutes?
That's 2 minutes of...
God, it was like 10 seconds
sure
to
was.
Me.
Yeah. And talking up
it
records.
It was like 10 seconds. Oh, that's great.
So I know we'll
what
have
a neat little thing to do for him.
We'll
that's
have
great.
A bunch of clips of George during the show today, and especially when he's on. But what a great radio guy. Much before he was a great TV guy.
Oh, he was a legendary disc jockey, really. One of the DJs that a lot of people grew up with.
George Michael.
At WFI in Philadelphia, WABC in New York City.
Right, Music Right Hill. WABC, King George.
I told you that was going to happen. That's a Georgism. You know, I'll hear that. I could hear that. Anybody say that. I will always associate that with George Michael. I told you that was going to happen. Oh, my God. All he right. was something else.
Well, we'll slurp him good. We'll slurp him long good. When you get him on the show a little later today.
Well, he's you know, he's played a part in our careers, too, so we do appreciate it.
See the big ad he took out in the newspaper today?
Thanking everybody.
Oh. See that thing? Look at that.
That's very nice.
Not a chance Mike and I do this
no.
when we depart.
No.
Not a chance we take a big ad out in the newspaper saying thank you. And incidentally, I'm pretty sure George won't say this. He did this because Channel 4 didn't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm sure.
He bought the ad himself.
Right.
Because Channel 4 didn't buy an ad to say, adios, George.
No. And, you know, he honorable guy, too, as far as, you know, doing what he did with for the reasons that he did it. And he'll still be, I guess, hosting some of the Redskins shows, right? He'll be doing a little bit of that and coming in on the weekends.
Good guy. A radio guy. A guy that back when I was in the music radio game, I would, you know, hear tapes of. When I was a kid, I heard him on, you know, Fabulous 56 WFIL. And when I was working in Los Angeles in 1980, George will remember this when we get him on the phone later. I'd never met him in my life. Never met him. Just heard of him. He was a radio guy at that time who was making the transition into TV.
Mm-hmm.
He was working at WABC, and he was just starting to do some sports TV. And we had a program director at KISS FM named Jerry DeFrancisco who just didn't know what to do with me. It was like the guy, his whole life was just calling me up during every record and saying, please stop talking. Please just let the record fade out. Anyway, so one day he brought this corporate guy in, a guy named Jay Cook. Jay Cook was driving around and listening to me on the radio and came in 8:30 at night with the program director. And they came in, they shut the door, and he said, I want to tell you something. This is Jay Cook now. He's a national program director for Gannett Broadcasting at the time. He said, it's nice to meet you. You just broke a rule that has only been broken in my lifetime in radio one time by George Michael.
Oh,
I said, what was that? He said, did you or did you not just talk up Stairway to Heaven? Stairway to Heaven's a record that's got an intro on, like, you know, like a minute and a half.
Right.
And the unspoken rule in radio was, you know, you didn't do that. You
no.
Talked, like, you talked for 5 seconds, even on a top 40 station. Eventually, you just said Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just, you know, was like, blah, 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 blah.
How long is the intro to Stairway to Heaven?
67 seconds.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
Right. So it's a minute seven. It's a minute seven to flap your lips. And I remember bringing that up to George many years later.
And he loved it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said that Jay Cook had yelled at him about the exact same thing.
Right. Right.
So that was a very nice little George Michael moment. I took that as a compliment when Jay Cook wanted to yell at me and say the only person to ever get away with that was George Michael. And at the time he said
talking up Stairway to Heaven, baby.
He said something at the time that was like and frankly that's really why George is having to get out of radio and get into TV now, because the way radio is going now, you know, the consumer wants less talk and more music.
Oh, wow. So that's the way he presented it.
Yeah, he was giving me that rap. And
but he, you know, even though in everybody else in the radio business's eyes, he was moving up by going into TV. Right.
Yeah. And, but they were mainly trying to just yell at me for talking up Stairway to Heaven.
Right. But, so George is retiring and Joe Krebs is still there.
Yeah.
Isn't life strange?
And interesting.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling that old King George, I don't know, you know, he got screwed by NBC. By Channel 4. I don't know how you handle this if you're NBC, that you let George walk, that you just let him take a walk. And I, for the longest time, had thought that this was some type of smokescreen that George was putting up to save face. But the more I hear about it, the more I read about it.
No, and especially with the corporate environment as far as radio and TV now.
Oh, yeah.
With the budget cuts, I believe that it had. Don't you think it happened the way it did?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive.
And for those of you that might not know what we're talking about, the reason George left is because George didn't want to cut his staff in half by 10 people.
Wow.
They had 20 people on his staff. I think they were going to lay off 10 of them.
Including his wife.
Including his wife, who's the chief sports writer.
You take that
over
personally.
There. And you know, and he said, you know, instead of that, I'm going to go. I'm not going to stay. Yeah. I'm not going to stay with the skeleton crew. I need the people to make this thing good.
And the story that I heard even beyond that is that they said to him, hey, we'll pay you more money.
Yeah.
Than we paid you before.
Right.
It's just you got to fire a bunch of people, including your wife.
Ouch. Sure.
Then, you know, now if it's me, maybe I take that offer. Maybe I take it just for the shit. I mean, I don't know. Listen, he's been married to her, to Lachman, for something like 30 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, first off, kudos on that. Who the hell does that in this day and
right.
age besides Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I could have done it.
Yes.
But Christ, can you imagine being at work every day with your wife? Can you imagine that? They
no.
work like
Well, how about his wife? Can you imagine her being at work every day with George?
Mutual.
Yeah, that trumps it, doesn't it?
It totally trumps it.
Yeah, that's a trump card.
You
right
know, they
there.
Say the nice words about a guy that's a perfectionist and a taskmaster, and George was. And I have legendary stories about George. You know, working in the newsroom.
George
stuff.
Michael.
When you read it in the bios, when they're doing little puff pieces on him in the newspaper, they talk about. Volatile. That's a word that they use. But the other thing they said, which is true, you know, you haven't been yelled at by George. You know, you're out of the loop.
Right.
You're completely out of the loop.
He would also score a perfect 23 on that. Are you an a-hole at work quiz?
But an a-hole who was the thing about George Michael was the fact that he would, even as a local TV guy, walk into a room and you were like, hey, there's a superstar. There's a guy. There's a real showbiz kind of guy, and I love that. And Alan Goodman, our old GM, loved that too. And a lot of buddies of mine right out of American University went to work for him. And, you know, he's a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
That's a good tribute to George from two different perspectives. You admire him for one reason. I admire, besides the fact that we have an association with George on our show, you know, I admired him as a DJ, God for how many years.
Yeah.
You know guys who worked with him and you admire
Stoney,
him.
Joel.
Yeah,
you know,
all those guys.
Absolutely.
And so I look at this thing in the newspaper today, and here in D.C., this is a big story
Huge.
For everybody else around the country.
This Legendary is a guy.
Big story. And most people know who George is anyway. Most guys know
right.
the sports machine. If you remember before ESPN, there was a sports machine. The ad in the Washington Post today, kind of a dig at Channel 4. It's the way I would do it, too.
Good.
If Channel 4, if I had worked somewhere 27 years, and then they said, hey, guess what? Fire your wife. You know, and he said, all right, well, you know, screw you.
Right.
And then they didn't, like, put an ad in the newspaper saying goodbye.
A tribute, farewell.
So it's a thank you from the George Michael Sports Machine. And I'm looking everywhere here for the NBC Peacock logo.
We'll have to ask George that.
He's too diplomatic, and he's got to be on TV tonight.
That's right. Yeah.
But just listen to how it reads. 27 years ago, I was hired by NBC to come to D.C. with a mandate to build the best sports department in an effort to bring high-rating success to NBC4. Blah, blah, blah. Through our 27 years, we've produced unprecedented ratings as well as enormous financial success for NBC. Blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to thank the coaches and
right.
the players who've given him all kinds of info. He says thank you.
Right.
And most of all, he wants to thank the people that have watched. We've been successful because you, the viewer, showed faith in us. As I prepare to do my final local sports cast, every member of my staff, and especially you, the viewers, most gratefully, George Michael. Beautiful. What's missing from this? Thanks to the TV station
right.
that had me on.
Yeah.
Thanks to the TV station that had
That's
me on.
That's mysteriously not in there.
Oh, wow.
I know how it works.
Yeah.
Come on. Exactly. Way to go, George.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean that. Way to go. That's
well,
a nice.
Well, he hasn't been shy about telling people the reasons he's going. So
no.
I think everybody that reads anything in this town knows exactly what
And I think if you look at the picture. The picture is very carefully cropped to be George with no NBC Peacock at all. There's like 8,000 monitors behind him.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I defy you to find that very distinctive NBC Peacock.
You know, you're very savvy that way. I didn't notice that when I, you know, I didn't even think about it. When
and I'm
I
sure
was
he'll
there.
Say it's a bunch of crap.
Right.
You can't use
the
logo.
Oh, Geronimo, you're just trying to cause trouble.
You know, wouldn't you, you know, if you were leaving on good terms or if, you know, even if you didn't have to run your own ad in the newspaper.
Right.
And that's the thing that I think probably pissed him off the most. It's like,
yep.
They're not even going to run an ad. All right, I'll buy a quarter page myself. What does it cost? You know, if they had had an ad and George had an ad next to it, you know, in the copy of George's ad, it would say,
right,
I also want to thank the many executives at NBC4 and and the people that have helped me out over the years.
No.
It'll kind of be like us saying thank you.
Yes, to them. Because he does thank the people.
They might put an ad in the paper, though.
No, they won't. But no, you know what won't. It'll be? Yeah, it'll be a full page. Hallelujah. They're gone.
Ding dong. The Dicks are dead.
Let me see. He does make a point of thanking the coaches and the players that gave him access.
They gave him a nice little tribute last night at the Wizards game with, I think Joe Gibbs was there and Cal Ripken was there.
Cal. He thanks all the people that watch.
Sure.
That's important.
Of course.
Thanks his staff, the people behind the scenes.
Nice.
And then, well, that's it.
That's it.
That's
and the sports machine is the end of the month, right? The last sports machine.
Is that right? That's I didn't know that.
So there's not going to be, I guess there will not be a sports machine now, or will there be? Will it continue? I believe that's George.
Yeah,
that's George's baby.
You're right.
And Rob, what would you pay for one of those gigantic buttons that George used to push on that big fake tape machine on the sports machine?
I've only been able to buy two of them.
The rest are priceless, Rob.
The rest are priceless.
Ah, George Michael Geronimo.
Totally.
Phew.
I think about it, I'll look. Without looking, it's not 67, is it 57? Let me check it out right now a little bit. I'll peek. Oop, 53, but I'll do this without looking at a clock. I've not even started the show yet today now, Mike. Quarter after three on the East Coast. Chance of some rain coming down tonight. Flood watch in the area. Got to get the let out right now. I remember back in 1980, I told the story moments ago in a much longer form because I'd have to worry about these pesky vocals coming up. About way back in 1980, I played this record one night on Kiss FM in Los Angeles. Into the studio comes Jake Cook. I'm Dick from Philadelphia. The Jerry DeFrancisco. And he says, hey, man, the only guy who gets away with that is George Michael. That's why he's getting out of radio. When they got in their car, I got on the radio. I said, F you. Here's Led Zeppelin. On Kiss FM.
Short version. And that in its own little way was a tribute to George.
Sure. Short version, Mike.
She's buying a stairway.
Nice edit.
Yeah.
Now, down.
We could never do that back in the day when we had to cheat about records.
No.
But we used
didn't you
to
try to do it a little bit?
Oh, no, we did it. I mean,
yeah. You did something with the records.
We got away with it. We would have, because we had program directors that screamed at us about playing a certain amount of records every hour, mm-hmm. finally figured out that if a record was like 3.5 minutes long,
right,
you go to the production guy,
yep.
Ken Martin, mm-hmm. and say, can you chop 90 seconds out of it? Can you make this a 2-minute record?
Right.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking, 8 records an hour.
That would have been during the Mark St. John era.
Right.
Because Mark St. John figured it out eventually.
The atomic clock, though.
Because they were, you know, they were such nerdnicks that they actually paid attention to it. It was so well done at the beginning.
They had no idea.
You know, because it's early. You know, they're not really sharp. They're not really, you know, they're having their coffee. And then as soon as, the only time they're going to find out is somebody tips them to it.
Right.
And you were so proud of it. That I know you couldn't keep your cake hole shut about it. You were actually, because I know you made some reference to it. I think we both did. I think we both got on there. We would like
it's
make,
funny,
you know, okay, that's the fastest, memory, you know, boy, that was a quick one. I've never, you know, and because we were so proud of what we were doing.
And also because they weren't hip to what we were doing.
Right.
You know, that we were taking songs, and I remember what it was. And one day we had a meeting, and they called us, and they said, can we just say you guys have really bought into everything we're doing with this whole music all day, funnel morning thing, that you guys, you played all the songs today.
Oh, it was so funny. And we're just like, smirking across
so they're looking at each other like, yeah, yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did, asses.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow, asses.
Shall we start?
We'll have more songs.
Oh, we better start today's show.
What? Oh, have we started it yet?
We have not. And you went shopping with Super Dave today.
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
All right, let's start.
I'm really a little tired. I swear to God.
I expect so, yeah.
Let's start with the new call from our friend, the Belcher.
Here is John from New York City.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, John.
I could give you another 10 reasons why not to vote for John McCain, but I'll stick to the reason I called.
All right.
Number one, he flaps in the breeze, opinion-wise, more than Bill Clinton ever did, depending on what audience he's speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he did not endorse Republican Rob Spiewak for Senate during the last midterm election in Maryland.
Okay.
Number three, anal leakage. and discharge.
Thanks for your call.
That's fresh. That's a brand new fresh one, right?
Yeah.
Because McClain just declared last night on the Letterman show.
Right. McCain, yes, he was on there saying, unofficially, the pre-announcement announced.
Right. Yeah, I saw that clip. The Letterman people can't be thrilled that the clip is of John McCain saying that he's running, and Letterman says, I'm thrilled. And then John McCain says, well, this isn't the real thing. And then Paul Schaefer says, what, are you going to do that on Leno?
That was so funny. So funny. That do you think Letterman gets pissed about stuff like that?
No, well, he does it himself, doesn't he?
Yeah, he makes Leno jokes. He makes Leno jokes. Yeah. The real announcement on Leno.
I don't know. Maybe George Michael would be mad about it. I really don't.
He doesn't care anymore.
Oh, hold on a second.
No! Kelly Clarkson.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you. So I get our American Idol
shut up
stuff in, and let's
and now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
All right, thank you, Big Ed. Thank you. Kind of a disjointed beginning to this Don and Mike show. Sure, happy it's Thursday, all that stuff. It's SHI Thursday.
Yay!
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Well, goodness sakes, we talked a lot about George there. Why have him on now?
Because it'll be more energetic when he gets on. Because you know he'll be the same old George.
True. He'll be wound up like a top today.
He'll be totally wound up. Yeah, they gave him the tribute last night at the center. And with the Wizards game, and he's been getting his butt kissed. He's been all over TV and radio today.
Wouldn't it be great if he just ended the newscast and I dropped his pants?
I'd like to show you this, Renee.
No, that would be Doreen.
Doreen. Yeah.
Doreen.
Renee. Why did I say Renee?
Because you're fixated.
On Renee Poussant.
On Renee Poussant.
Where is Renee Poussant? Is she still with us?
Renee Poussant, I believe, the last time I checked was... He did the Y with Effie Barry. Wasn't that generally the story that they enjoyed eating at the YWCA together?
That was Channel 7.
Back when the former wife of Marion Barry was sleeping in the deep end, swimming in the deep end.
Oh, you know, they all run together, those anchors. All right, Wendy, I'm George Michael. Wendy Rieger got something to show to you, and it's red. It's red and angry.
Oh, I wish that would happen tonight.
What do we have now? Who are we going to have on the sports now that George is gone?
I think George is getting out at the right time because isn't it almost to the point where unless there's a guy like George doing the sports...
Well, there's nobody now.
You really don't care. And I mean,
all due respect to those guys. I mean, Glenn Brenner's gone, George Michael's gone. There's nobody doing sports.
This is pretty much a universal, no matter where you're listening to us, that your local sports cast has been compressed like to 3 minutes in the news because, let's face it, if you want NFL, you go to the NFL channel. If you want sports, you go to ESPN. Right. You can get the NASCAR channel. And speaking of sports, here is theater major Rob Spiewak.
Arts major.
I lettered in theater, all right? I think the sports is going to fall to Lindsay Zarnack.
Is she the one with the teeth?
Yeah.
The cute blonde girl?
Yeah, but still.
I like her a lot, though.
But a girl?
But see, if Don says it's going to be compressed, and it is, you might as well have a POA doing it.
Sure. Right.
You hardly get anything anymore. George is getting out at the right time. He's a good guy, George Michael.
George Michael!
Good guy. We're talking about him like he's dead.
When he's alive, he's going to go out to his ranch. He's going to go to more rodeo. He's also going to surface somewhere. I don't think he's done working.
You know, if they weren't such cheap bastards here. Uh-huh. I tell him, put a line into his house and let him just do the sports a couple of days a week on our show.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a little too forward-thinking for this company. You know, and I'm sure that they would say, well,
imagine
you know,
George a couple of times a week on this show. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, I'd like it.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be very expensive, though.
Yes, he ain't going to do it.
We could maybe hire his wife.
Lady Lachman.
Lady Lachman.
Yeah. No, you're not going on that show. They'll chew you up.
You know, sometimes when you do George, you make him sound like Paul Sr.
You mean Paul Sr. the Tuttles?
Yes.
You're not going on that show. I'm going to kick the door in. I'm going to break the door off the hinges. Work on that bike.
I was watching one the other day. You know, the thing about that show is it's on all the time now that it's on two channels.
Yeah, and they run together. It's not like timing it means anything on that show.
No, because you can. It's pretty much timeless.
It's, yeah, it's generic.
And so my TiVo picks up American Chopper, and last night I sat down, just killing a little time, put on an episode, thought, oh, I haven't seen this one. And it was a great one where, I mean, and really not for the show, not for the camera. Paul Jr. got pissed and just punched a hole in the door. I know it's happened a lot.
Yeah, but their fights, and the reason that show is so successful, their fights actually jump out of the TV and they scare you. They make nervous.
I mean, at first I thought, I've seen this happen before. I wonder if that
is. Were they arguing about money, about who's made more money for the company? That's when it gets good.
No, this was just a general, the bike is going good. And
yeah, I paid for that new house of yours. He says that to his old man.
Senior comes out and says something like, we should do this, like this or this. And then Junior says no, and then Senior slams the door. And then
Senior doesn't, like, actually work on the bikes, does he?
No, not really.
Senior just hangs out in the office.
It's like, boom, the hand goes through the door. And I think, I've seen this before, but I'm loving it. And this is an episode from 2 years ago I haven't seen. And I'm thinking, is this fake? And then in the next scene, when they show them making the bike, they show Paulie, and it's like his hand and his arm are all cut up because he really put his hand through the door. And Senior comes by and goes, we need another door. So then the next scene is just them popping out the hinges and putting a door in.
You know, the thing is, they are certainly not discouraged to have that. So personal property, which is just a lot of fun.
There's another great episode. Did you see the one where... I don't even know what bike they were building, but they said...
The bikes are incidental.
Don't really matter. Right. They said at one point that Mikey needed to have some walls torn down in his house, so he brought Paul Sr. to his house, and it was the house that they grew up in, and I guess that the ex lived in, that their mom lived in. So they gave Paul Sr. a bunch of axes, and he ran at the wall screaming... You effing bitch! And it was like, boom, boom, axes through the wall. And then he and Mikey are sitting on their knees, and they each have an axe in their hand, and there's a door about 10 yards in front of them, and they're on their knees, and the thing goes behind their head, and they're whoosh, throwing
them into the wall.
Throwing big axes.
They're really big on throwing. They're good also at throwing things into wood. Into the wall. They're
fantastic.
Really good at that. They really are.
But, yeah, your George Michael kind of sounded like Paul Sr.
I'm George Michael. Come on now. Fix that bike. Get it done, Dare. George don't have the D's, them, and those, though.
No. Just one more, because I'm kind of nutty about that show. Did you ever see the one where they were like putting a tour together?
Right.
They're going to go on the road and see their fans and meet and make a bike on stage in 2 hours.
Right.
And... they were giving them a script that they were going to have to learn. And
I bet that went well.
Of course, they didn't go on the script. No. But the funniest was watching Paul Sr. attempt to read the script. You know how you do the bad reading thing?
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it as a joke.
No.
He wasn't doing it like that.
No, they're from an iron company, and they were good on the show, but they're spontaneous guys. They really, really are.
I'm George Michael.
I'm George Michael. Get that bike done.
I'm Paul Sr.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, no, leave that in. What are you doing?
Paulie.
What are you doing? I had a fine tape. Was it finer than what I wanted to play in there?
How bad did you want it?
Well, it was going to set up the Mike Super Dave thing. What tape do you have in there?
I had tape of George Michael.
Sorry.
All right. You lose.
You lose. There's that whole cleanliness thing about you happening.
He's tidy. He's a tidy lad.
Nothing if not neat.
All right. Because I had the perfect music, I thought, lined up for all of these Mike and Super Dave segments.
It's all a blur to me. It's like Ellen hosting the Oscars.
We got your shopping experience on tape. Is that it?
The whole shopping experience. I took Super Dave out to a couple of stores today. One store where they really just didn't have his size.
We have 17 different cuts of Mike shopping.
Good.
With Super Dave.
I think I tended to say we'll come back too often, you know, because I just was trying to end the segments.
Only when you got a little worked up.
Only when I got worked up in the store.
Because today is Super Dave's birthday. It's Super Dave, birthday. What, Mike?
We've had Super Dave on the show many, many times, and today in particular was a day when he got into my – well, you'll hear it, but he just – I've been experiencing a certain olfactory sensation since this.
You might want to go out to the hall.
Yeah, it's just – oh, really?
Yeah, I noticed it.
Still, even with the new clothes?
About 3 o'clock.
he's not changed
yet. Oh, he hasn't changed yet.
It smells like Super Dave everywhere.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that discussion. Rob was ahead of the curve by having the debate about whose car we would take to go out shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I lost that bet.
Well, you volunteered.
I know, I volunteered. And I just, you know, I really do hope that I can get the car taken care of.
The smell of the car?
It's just a little game. He's a little more gamey than normal today.
Once again, because it's really the only thing that I bring to the show. That reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld where Jerry couldn't get the bad smell out of his car.
Right.
Everybody remember that?
No.
As I talk about these people as if they were real people that I really know. You know
what I'm thinking
about. The Tuttles and Jerry and Elaine.
When you say that, I'm thinking, will I be able to get it out of the car? I'll know when I get in the car tonight.
You'll be fine.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Radio guys.
Howdy.
Did you all see the episode where Paul Sr., when they were, I believe it was changing shops, and he kept taking his pickup truck and ramming into the walls, tore his truck up?
What type of man watches American Chopper?
There you go.
I do.
You're looking
Don
at
does.
Him. I'm looking at him, and that guy on the phone does, too.
You see that one there?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's happening?
Just calling to see if you've played any Madden on Wii yet. It's awesome.
No, only because I'm afraid I'm going to drink water and then die. I am not using the Wii system.
Is Wii even available in stores now?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It's back. Has the price come down at all?
No, but it's cheaper than PS3 or Xbox.
I've heard great things about Wii.
It's like $250.
Put a dent in Sony.
I haven't had a good Wii in a year.
You can't argue with it.
Sure you have, Mike. Here we go. Let's start this now. It's Super Dave's birthday. Mike said the last time we had Dave in that he was going to go out and buy him a new set of clothes.
Yeah. Started out, we were going to go to a real men's store, and then I said, no, let's go somewhere where we can get him some sport clothes. Let's take him over to Target where we can get him all sorts of stuff. That didn't, as you'll hear, that didn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is the music that I had loaded in that we could use to join and rejoin with.
Perfect.
But, Mister, I've got to keep everything in its place and every place in its thing. Took it out. But we're going to move past that.
He joined us today, too. Fathead joined us today.
Mr. Helper?
Mr. Helper. He was very helpful.
All right, here is Mike with Super Dave, part one.
That's what we call feedback. We're here in the studio, getting ready to go across the street. I've selected a wonderful, wonderful men's clothing store. It's called Target. It's from France. And it's got a lovely logo, a Target logo on it. And we're very excited as Rob and Super Dave and me, we all get ready to go across the street. I couldn't be more excited, even though I was on... Yeah. Yeah. Even though I was, an hour and 15 minutes to get here today with another accident in the same spot as it was yesterday. Lots of fun. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
You looking to get a new suit of clothes?
Yes, I am.
It looked like you shaved extra close today. Did you shave extra close?
Yes, I did try to clean up, and I even cleaned up my head today.
His head is completely shaved, Rob.
Wow, look at that. Isn't that something?
Okay, here's the plan, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get in my car. We're going to drive across the street.
Right.
We're going to go into Target.
Yes.
We're going to pick out lots of clothes for you.
Right.
And anything else you want. Not really, but anything else you want.
Thank you very much.
Don't say thank you until you see what we put you in, okay?
I would like a nice Latina girl, though.
A nice Latina girl. On that note, to the car, boys.
Right, to the Batmobile. Let's go.
Okay. Well, that's just part
of
the one.
Now there's a sign. Now it's like TV. We're walking down the hall really fast. It's super fast motion.
So because you had been trapped in traffic.
What Buzz?
Because you'd been trapped in traffic, you were already a little edgy.
Yeah, I was a little edgy. Okay. We had the same thing. You guys didn't hit it. I hit it because I came in earlier today, and then it broke up, fortunately.
All right, very good.
Here's the next segment.
It's muddy over on the other
side.
Is this them getting in your car?
It's just moving down to the car.
Warm enough that I can leave the Tulane jacket upstairs while we go across.
Oh, geez.
We'll just be in and out of the car.
Less talking, more walking.
You know what? Hold on. I've got to restart
that
one.
He was chatty today. He was very chatty.
I've got to restart that segment, please. Give me just a moment here. That
I love the music.
From the beginning.
Oh, Murray.
Let's go around here. It's muddy over on the other
side. Right. I figure it's warm enough that I can leave the Tulane jacket upstairs while we go across, because we'll just be in and out of the car.
Less talking, more walking.
Follow Mike. Mike knows the way. Mike, do you know how to get there?
Yes, Rob, I do.
It's literally right across the street from our studio, so it should only take us about 50 minutes.
You take a right turn on Boo.
Sir.
What?
That was a great segment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the segment we were walking to the car.
We'll pick this up after the break.
You sure you don't want to play the part where he's in the car before the break?
Well,
because I hate to go out on that sour note. That was a horrible segment.
Yes, I hate to be, no. I hate to be watching the clock here.
Oh.
Well, what the hell? Yeah, we won't watch the clock.
Okay. No, the bachata. Come on, boy.
All right, here's another segment, like a super day.
Kids leftover Cracker Jacks. Are we on?
Yes, we're on.
My kids' leftover Cracker Jacks are in there from the hockey game.
Is that an offer?
If you'd like, help yourself.
You know? Oh, let me turn that down.
There's roughage in that. I probably should abstain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can smell you in here now, Dave. I'm very excited about that. Now, did you shower this morning or take your bath?
Yeah, washed up and used a little bit of the...
The new products that
right,
we got you the last time?
Right, the...
What? This body what? Spray?
Right.
Yes, the body spray. Okay.
Mike, I'm surprised this is the first you're noticing this.
Well, it's the first... You know, Rob, I should point out the car is a closed space. An enclosed... Let me roll this window down. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's roll your window down a little bit, Dave. Let's cool it off in here. You just hit that button right over there. Jesus.
Oh, my.
All the way, Dave.
I'll tell you something, Rob. After that commute, I'm wiped.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, I'm truly wiped out.
You know who's a great singer that we lost recently?
Who's that?
James Brown.
Right, and he still isn't buried yet.
No, not buried yet. They're gonna put him into that brown ground pretty soon.
Oh no, we ought to start taking friendly wagers to see who's gonna be eating dirt first.
You know, Dave, there was
Brown.
Right, whatever. Hey, Dave, you know there was a super song around the time of James Brown. It was called Wipeout.
Yes.
Are you familiar with it? Hey, he's playing Wipeout. Let's not do a little extraneous activity. Let's try. In fact, right. on the seats, let's try to just keep still. If we can.
You know what might be good is to limit all exertion.
I think that'd be a really, really good idea. Now you're gonna. Are you now? Now we have to get some vital statistics from you as far as before we go in and select these clothes, because otherwise we'll be really wiped at the end of this shopping spree.
May I make a suggestion?
What's that, Rob?
Let's bear down and figure out what we need to do.
Right. Now there's a cap on what I'm...
So, just so the joke is not wasted on me, he smells like poo.
You might say that.
Oh, yeah.
We've identified it. It took no effort to identify.
Super tape really smells like poo.
As soon as I got in the car, as soon as it was in that enclosed space, it hit me like a tidal wave.
There's a cap.
Don't do too much.
We're going to get you. I'd like to get you a few pairs of pants, maybe some underwear. And maybe, you know, this is just, listen, I'm just making a suggestion here. This is, you can do this if you choose. But I would say really to start fresh and really start from scratch. Are you wearing underwear today?
Yes.
The underwear you're wearing today, I might just throw it away.
That sounds cool.
All right, just a suggestion, you know?
A good idea, Mike.
In fact, I think, Rob, that's the first thing we're going to do, maybe, is go to the underwear section. All right?
A good idea to start from scratch.
Dave?
No, because I think there might be some brownage in there.
Oh, how nice.
How nice of him to admit.
Well,
you didn't have to tell
go.
Me that, Dave. I knew it already.
Dave?
Yes.
What type of underwear do you wear, boxers or briefs?
Usually briefs.
Yeah.
But whatever's cheaper and quickest to put on will be fine.
How many pairs would you say are in your possession right now at home?
Plural?
I've got a few, just haven't had the money to get to the laundromat to get them cleaned.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get you all new stuff, you know. Oops. I'm getting... Rob, have I run the red light or something?
No, it's green.
Is it the Rockville drivers?
I think so. Yes, it is.
Boy, this tedious driving, you must be pooped.
I tell you, this was it. We are now in the parking lot. We're going to the Target parking lot. I'm very excited. All right, we'll check back in when we're walking into the store, okay? Brown out.
I'm longing to be longing to be.
He haven't even gotten to Target yet.
Tell me you love me.
Let's hear one more.
Now you're hooked.
Yeah.
What, Mike, what has happened?
I've gotten us lost.
Yeah, but there's plenty of parking.
There's plenty of parking, but I seem to, in the 30 feet that it took to get over here, I've gotten us hopelessly lost. I'm in the wrong parking garage, Rob. We're going to make haste and get the hell out of here. Turn the goddamn tape recorder off.
I actually did go into the wrong parking garage. I was so excited. My head was cloudy.
I'm sorry, hold on. The next one is rolling on.
Now what's happening?
You seem to have experienced a momentary delay. I'm really sorry I snapped at you. It seems I pulled the car into the wrong parking lot, and it might have been the fact that I was effing overcome. Overcome with fumes. Otherwise known as fumes. We're now back outside the garage. We're going to be checking in with you, as I said before, when we go into the local Target. Thank you.
Dave, hi. Dave, how was your trip in? Did anyone sit next to you on the train?
No, they didn't.
Huh. Shocker.
Well, now we do have to hit a break, Mike.
Very good.
Well, it's going to get better because I know that you ended up going somewhere besides Target. I don't want to give everything away, but I will say that...
I think it ended successfully. And, Rob, I would get him into his outfit for the end of this.
Yeah.
You know,
before and after.
I don't... You can... I mean, do you need the before and after? I mean, it's up to you, Don.
I mean, go to our website. Everybody's seen his picture.
Seen them. Don knows what he looks like before.
Right. Yeah, get him...
Because it's going to take him... You know how long it took him to get in and out of his pants.
Get him cleaned up, for God's sake.
Nobody knows better. It took him an eternity at the store.
I thought he did very well.
No, he did very well. He was very, very happy. He was, you know, and at the end he was saying, thanks for putting up with me. And I thought that, I thought he was fine, Geronimo. Build that motorcycle.
Told you that.
All right, Paul Sr. George, Mike, everybody else.
I'm Paul Tuttle.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.